David Neese, a former math teacher, says he sees problems with the current school board.
It seems to be their focus is on the budget, and they've lost the focus of their core mission, which is to educate all the children.
Neese says the district needs to focus on making sure all kids succeed and to intervene for individual kids if they aren't. That includes transporting students to schools that aren't in their neighborhoods. He also wants to spend more money on students with special needs. Neese says he doesn't think some newer, more expensive models are paying off for the students and improving academic performance.
First order of business is to take a look at some programs that we adopted, socio-emotional learning, middle school, response to instruction. Those are all expensive. You chose to do those. Did anybody do an analysis 5 years later, say, is it having an effect?
Neese says teachers need to have the flexibility to innovate and not be tied to set teaching curriculum, though he says he thinks old school methods are the most effective.
The things that work typically is drill and practice, especially in mathematics. It's proven. I mean, if you go to Singapore, they're drill and practice. Korea's drill and practice. It works. It's old school. It's not popular. It's not big idea. But if it gives you the results you want, because for me, computation and math, that's our alphabet.
Incumbent Tam Augusta Giesler, a former social studies and French teacher, says she quickly learned that drill in practice only works for some students. She says it's important for the school district to have standards that align with other districts because there's so many transient students. But teachers need flexibility and innovation to reach those universal marks.
The standards are basically the meat, but how you're going to cook that meat and serve it or where the choice comes in there. And that meets the individual learning styles.
Augusta Giesler says she wants to explore more partnerships with businesses so they can mentor students and help them on their career paths. She wants more partnerships with the Muni to share services like the bus system. But she says being on the school board for 3 years has taught her that the district can't do everything.
I have a much better understanding of the broader picture and how often, and I've been faced with having to make choices as a school board member that I do not like. But we have to produce a balanced budget.
She says that includes cutting career counselors in order to preserve small class sizes. To limit those hard choices, Augusta Giesler says she's working to create more efficiencies through the auditing process, and she's using the communication skills she learned when earning a bachelor's in international relations to help unite the school board.
I'm known on the board for being able to work with anybody and find ways to compromise and collaborate is again, putting forth those skills that I learned in my degree program.
The municipal election takes place on April 7th. All Anchorage voters can vote for all three open school board seats. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.